Spooky is so nice. Spooky old game all the way. Spooky, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Save some time for protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM Main News at 12 hours today, Wednesday, the 4th of February, 2026. With a real view of 30 degrees Celsius, it's currently 26 degrees Celsius in Lusaka. This afternoon, the headline. Zambia, U.S. set to sign a health assistance MOU. Two individuals, one company fined for medicine offenses, and 15 migrants dead after collision with Greek Coast Guard boat.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jembankundu.
Thank you so much for joining us on other news in detail. Zambia and the United States of America are expected to soon sign a memorandum of understanding on health assistance, marking a significant milestone in the two countries' long-standing partnership in the health sector. The proposed MOU outlines a performance-based co-finance partnership aimed at strengthening Zambia's health system while supporting the country's transition towards self-reliance by 2030. In a statement, Ministry of Health, the Principal Public Relations Officer, Georgia Chimambo, said central to the collaboration is a shared commitment to sustaining essential health services, strengthening national systems, and ensuring that health gains made over the years are protected and expanded. She said under the proposed agreement, the partnership is expected to sustain and expand access to essential health services, including HIV, tuberculosis, malaria, and maternal and child health services. Ms. Chimambo says it will also enhance disease surveillance, laboratory capacity, and health data systems, while progressively transitioning key health system functions such as supply chains, health workforce management, and digital systems to full GRZ ownership by 2030. The Zambia Medicines Regulatory Authority, ZAMRA, in collaboration with the Zambia Police Service, has successfully prosecuted two individuals and one company for violating the Medicines and Allied Substances Act. ZAMRA Senior Public Relations Officer Ludovic Mwape said in a first case during routine inspections in the Kusa district, ZAMRA officers working with the Zambia police arrested Munisaka Jendo, a 34-year-old woman, for operating Kindly Care Health Shop at Mpasha Market without a health shop permit contrary to the Act. He said on January 22, 2026, the Lusaka Subordinate Court, presided over by Magistrate Ibrahim Kamanga, convicted Ms. Jendo and sentenced her to a fine of 43,000 kwacha or in default 9 months simple imprisonment. In a statement, Mr. Mwape said in the second case on October 23, 2024, ZAMRA, in collaboration with the Zambia police, apprehended Howard Lungu, aged 48, of Chongwe district, for manufacturing and placing herbal medicines on the Zambian market without a pharmaceutical license. He says he has explained, rather, that the matter came before the Lusaka Subordinate Court for trial and sentencing on January 20th, 2026, before Magistrate Mungala, where Mr. Lungu was convicted and fined 30,000 kwacha or in default 9 months imprisonment. Mr. Mateta has stated that in the third case, AgriServe Zambia Limited was found guilty of deceptive labeling, selling and supplying expired medicines and allied substances contrary to the Medicines and Allied Substances Act and was fined 20,000 kwacha. Now, our Civic Duty Association, or CEDA, has backed the UPND administration for a second term ahead of the August general elections, but has urged that the issue surrounding the bio of former Republican President Edgar Lungu be resolved. Speaking during a media briefing, OCEDA spokesperson Siminji Siminji said the UPND administration has transformed the country through infrastructure development, including the construction of schools and health facilities and police posts funded through the Constituency Development Fund. He has, however, urged the ruling party to fully formalize the small-scale mining sector and complete the delimitation exercise. Meanwhile, Mr. Siminji has called on the family of the late former president and the government to resolve the matter of his burial, stressing that he deserves to be laid to rest in Zambia.
At that level, you know what the consequences are, that you won't be able to take yourself to school because it's under four. So you'd rather have your children sit back to be doing nothing. And what society are you building?
We apologize for that wrong tweet. However, in more news this afternoon, police in Lusaka have warned and cushioned a 44-year-old Ruth Manza in connection with the alleged murder of Marine member aged 29 of Twin Town area. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chiladi said on January 30th, 2026, police received a report of an alleged assault from Richard Mumba, who reported the matter on behalf of his niece. He said preliminary investigations indicate that the incident allegedly occurred at a residence in Twin Palm area of Lusaka, where Ms. Mumba sustained injuries. Mr. Chiladi has explained that Ms. Mumba was initially attended to at a local clinic before being transferred to Maina Soko Medical Center, where she was admitted to the intensive care unit and later passed away in the early hours of January 31st, 2026.
On January 13, 2026, police received a report of an alleged assault from Mr. Richard Mumba made on behalf of his niece, now the deceased. Preliminary investigation indicates that the incident is alleged to have occurred at a residence in Twin Palm area of Lusaka, during which Ms. Mumba sustained injuries. Ms. Mumba was initially attended to at a local clinic and was later referred to Maina Soko Medical Center, where she was admitted to the intensive care unit and placed on life support. She sadly passed away in the early hours of January 31, 2026. Postmortem examination was conducted on February 3, 2026 as part of ongoing investigation.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Financial analyst Bright Chizombe says the benefits of economic growth in the country will take time to trickle down to the average Zambian and have a meaningful impact on poverty levels. In an interview, Mr. Chizombe said the economy is back on track and on the right trajectory towards sustained growth. He has noted that the UPND administration has made significant strides in restoring the economy, but emphasized that poverty levels remain a major challenge. Mr. Chizombe has also called on the government to speed up the debt restructuring process to promote effective economic growth and enhance local beneficiation.
Government also should take significant steps to be able to continue on the restructuring of our debt, so that also yields some significant progress. But overall, I think in terms of economic performance, we already have seen that the economy is back on track in terms of how the growth has been in the past 2 years that the regime has been in power. Of course, there is always a question about the trickle-down effects in terms of what impact this growth is having on the poverty levels, on inequality. So this takes a bit of time, but I think we are on the track, and eventually we are going to be able to see that this growth that we are seeing will have an impact on poverty and inequality.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The Hot International News.
to southeastern Europe, at least 15 migrants have died after a speedboat carrying them collided.